Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Peso recovers a bit, Sai returns to 6,600 territory. The peso regained some ground to cap a volatile week while the stock market rose for a fifth straight day to its best close in 10 days. The currency, which fell to a new 17-month low on Thursday, strengthened by 7 centavos to P57.71 against the dollar while the benchmark Philippine Stock Exchange Index, SAI, closed 53.87 points, or 0.82%, higher at 6,628.75. The broader all-shares index likewise advanced, by 0.71%, or 24.78 points, to 3,492.75. The peso opened trading at P57.73:1 and ranged from P57.65 to P57.88. Volume reached P1.686 billion, lower than the P1.428 billion in the previous session. Michael Ricafort, chief economist at Rizal Commercial Banking Corporation, said the rise was due in part to Banco Central ng Pilipinas, BSP, Governor Eli Remolona Jr. having said that monetary authorities were ready to address unnecessary volatility. Meanwhile, Regional Capital Development Corporation Managing Director Luis Limlingan said the SAI rose anew amid continued bargain hunting and despite negative cues from Wall Street. Claire Alvear, research associate at Philstocks Financial Incorporated, said the bourse extended its winning streak amid anticipation of first quarter earnings. Many investors stayed on the sidelines, however, resulting in a net value turnover of P2.77 billion, weaker than the month-to-date average of P4.79 billion. Investors took a cautious stance this session as U.S. economic data showed a slowdown in economic growth and pointed to persistent inflation, Alvear said. Except for services, which declined by 0.01%, all other sector indices closed in the green. The industrial sector gained the most by 2.21%. Advancers overwhelmed decliners, 110 to 78, while 49 were unchanged.